This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, also PackerNews.com, and right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. He was in studio with us on his way down to Chicago.
I like Ryan Wood.
Now he's on the phone answering questions about the Green Bay Packers from us. Woody, appreciate the time, man. First off, how did you enjoy your first Sunday full slate NFL action, and you didn't have to cover a game? You could just go belly up and have a couple of drinks while you're enjoying it.
I watched so little football yesterday.
Oh,
man. It was
Woody.
Great. I know.
Just
I
all
know.
Mets baseball or what?
Well, I did watch every pitch of that god-awful game. Not going to talk about it. The sore subject. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, that's what we're
no, you know what I did last night? I watched on DVR, mind you, but I watched the Nadal match. What an incredible U.S. Open final. That was phenomenal.
Yeah. It
a lot
was
better than 33-3.
So was that. So was the women's final with Serena Williams. Obviously, she was not able to come up with it, but the young upstart Canadian beats her in the final in straight sets.
Yeah, it was some good tennis this weekend. So you know what, I did that, which is, you know, probably not what you'd expect, but that was my night last night.
Sometimes you need just a nice de-cleansing, right? You just need a nice day to relax, enjoy yourself. And Antonio Brown had like an hour and a half of that while he was unemployed. Now he's a member of the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, funny how quickly that happened, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, when you talk about this Packers team as we get ready for the Minnesota Vikings this week, I know you said you didn't watch much football, so you probably didn't see much of that Vikings game. But that game was really all about pounding the rock and taking the ball out of Cousins' hands. Grant you, they were up early in that game 21-0. But do you think it's a similar type of formula against this Packers defense?
It's a good question because they never did that once last year.
No.
And now, you know, they had Dalvin Cook for, what, 10, 11 games? So it's not like they didn't have him. Kirk Cousins threw the ball 40 times in a game, 7 times last year. Twice early in the season, he had over 50. There's a very good reason for that. Actually, two good reasons. They're called Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs.
Yep.
So, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, Dalvin Cook, he's going to be part of that offense, and he had the second most carries going into tonight's game, at least, only behind Marlon Mack of Indianapolis with 21. So, you know, that's clearly part of their thing. But I don't see a whole lot of games where they're running it 38 times and passing it 10. Not with those receivers.
And I know you said didn't watch much, but I just want to know, what was your biggest takeaway over the weekend of NFL games? Any biggest takeaway? Any surprises?
You know, I wouldn't say surprises. I think the biggest takeaway is, and this isn't a surprise, but that Vikings defense is as advertised.
Okay.
That's a very good Vikings defense. And as I know I've said it for a long time here, Chicago, I still think Chicago's probably the best defense in the league. But it doesn't get much easier after Chicago because that Vikings defense could be a top-5 defense. So it's not like you got through Chicago at Soldier Field and you got that win, you're 1-0, and now you can have this great big exhale. I mean, if you're the Packers offense, you got to get stuff right now. Because even at home, and that's obviously a big difference, but even at home, that Vikings defense is legit. And it could be another type of game that you saw week one. We'll see the difference between – the biggest difference between to me between the Vikings and the Bears is not defensively. Even though the Bears' defense is, I think, better – that's not the biggest difference. The biggest difference is that the Vikings have an offense, and they have a quarterback that's not named Mitch Trubisky. So they're going to stress this Packers defense a whole lot more, whereas the Packers offense, it's going to be stressed pretty similarly because they're both two really good defenses that they're going against.
Ryan, what was the difference in Aaron Rodgers? It seemed like last year he had some issues holding on to the ball. It seemed like, I guess you saw the same things. Anything else on the offense? I understand that after the game, it was more focused on the defense, but I guess more people want to know, what was the difference between this offense and last year's offense?
Well, it's still a small sample size. You know, the difference was not that he held on to the ball less. I thought that Aaron Rodgers reverted to holding on to the ball quite a bit as the game went on, and he kind of took a pounding Thursday night. Not just the five sacks, but
he did.
There were countless other times where he got hit, and he made a play and got rid of the football. But I mean, he took a lot of contact, and you don't really want that to happen over the course of 16 games. Not at 35 years old. So that to me is can they figure out? I asked Matt LaFleur, I think it was Friday, and he rightly said it's a tricky balance because obviously when he extends a play, those are some of the biggest plays that he's had in his career is off those extended plays. So you don't want to remove that from his game entirely because he's so dangerous when that happens. But you do want to limit the contact that he's taking and the punishment that he's taking from week in to week out. So going forward, I think that's a balance that they're going to have to figure out. I don't think it's figured out yet. It might not be figured out next week. But over the course of the long haul, they're going to have to figure out what that right balance is between him holding on the ball, extending plays, and getting rid of the football.
Talking about the first place Green Bay Packers with Ryan Wood on the Wendy's Big Show.
I really want to get into this Aaron Jones thing. I looked at some tape, and Jamal Williams did a great job protecting. I have Matt LaFleur. You got any indication they'll try to run the ball more this week, or they'll try to let the game dictate it?
Well, the indication we did get is that Matt LaFleur said after the game Thursday night that he felt like he abandoned the run game early more than he would have liked. Now, in that first quarter especially, when they were completely behind schedule down in, down out, it was kind of hard not to. I mean, when you're facing 3rd and 10, you're not running the football. But he did make a point of that he wants to stay more committed early in games even to running the football. He also was pleased, you know, that maybe the short list of things that he liked with the offense in the opener, one of them was that they did get a little bit going with the run game in the second half. And, you know, a lot of that was Aaron Jones just creating. I mean, for 13 carries, 39 yards, it doesn't sound like much. It was a pretty good game that he had for 13 carries and 39 yards. He didn't have a lot of room to run. This Packers offensive line was manhandled by the Bears defense front, so he had to create a lot of that. I do think overall, over the course of the season, that is going to be a staple of his offense and needs to be a staple of his offense because of the action pass game. You have to have a run game. You got to keep the defense honest. So, yes, I do think that that's going to be something that they continue to not necessarily harp on, but really stress and emphasize is the need to run the football.
Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com here on the Wendy's Big Show talking Packers with us. Ryan, we didn't necessarily talk a whole lot about Blake Martinez on Friday after the game, and I think a lot of times that's a good thing as he's always been a steady force for the Packers, but he showed a little bit more speed, and they're utilizing him in that pass rush as he had the one sack on that third down with the double mug look where they walk up so many guys to the line of scrimmage. Do you expect that to be a little bit more of a staple for Mike Pettine trying to confuse quarterbacks as you'll see another one in Kirk Cousins this week?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, Mike Pettine's going to bring the pressure from all over the place, and that includes from the Mike linebacker spot. You know, obviously it helps when you don't get blocked, and Blake Martinez wasn't blocked on that third down sack, but hey, that's what good scheming does. I mean, that's the point of good scheming is to open up those unblocked pass rushers, and Mike Pettine is a master at doing that. So you saw that. Blake Martinez has needed to make more impact plays. There's no question about it. He is Mr. Consistency as a tackler. He's got good range against the run, very active linebacker. But he's needed to make more impact plays, and that even if he was unblocked, that was still an impact play, an early sack on third down that helped set the tone Thursday night. So I think that was big for him. I think also big for him is the fact that he's now got a second year in this system. I mean, he's playing fast. We know that physically, straight line, you run him up in track shorts and have him go. He's not the fastest guy, but he's playing fast, and a lot of that's his comfortability with the defense and just the fact that, he's the quarterback out there. He's the guy that's responsible for the communication before the snap. He's a complete integral part of that entire system. So, yeah, I mean, I think that you definitely saw that, and that's something that he needs to build upon is making more of those impact plays.
You know, if you look at their defense right now, because a lot was made of that, I mean, no one saw 10-3. Do we What's your thoughts? I mean, like, do we need to see more? Are you confident that this is who they are? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I need to see more of the offense and the defense. I mean, okay. as good as the defense was and as bad as the offense was, I need to see more before I say this is a legit.
So you're saying defense. Right now they're not on the level as Minnesota's or Chicago's defense?
I think they have the potential to be there. I just think it's too early to say that they are because it's one game sample size. I mean, if the Smiths play like they did Thursday and Adrian Amos and Darnell Savage cover on the back end like they did Thursday,
right?
And Kevin King can stay healthy and he's on the field there on the perimeter locking it down with Jaire Alexander, there's a lot of talent there. There's no question there's a lot of talent there. The question is, one, can that talent stay healthy? But two, can it bring it week in and week out? That's what this is all about. Week in, week out, having that level of play, that's what the Minnesotas and the Chicagos do. It's the same defense no matter who they're playing. They're consistently good. That's what this Packers defense has to get to. It's not enough to have one great night. You've got to have it week in and week out. So from a sample size, it's just too small for me to say that yet. But I think what we did see is that the potential is there for them to be very good. They just have to have the consistency along with it.
Ryan, I got one more question for you, and it could be schmaltzy. It could kind of be one of those things that you don't necessarily know unless you're on that level with some of the players, and you have great relationships being there every single day with a lot of these guys. The video of Matt LaFleur after the game has just trended all weekend long. Packer fans are eating it up, him getting the game ball, his speech after the game. Do you feel like the players that you connect with and have talked to on a day-in and day-out basis here for the last 6 weeks in training camp, do you feel like they're buying officially what Matt LaFleur is selling?
I can tell you that the feeling that I get that they're not buying is this whole offseason story of LaFleur and Rodgers having trouble with any relationship or anything like that. I had a conversation last week with Lane Taylor about this very thing and asked him what he made of the whole audible thing. And that's obviously the hot topic word mm-hmm. over the course of the offseason, that audible thing. And he said point blank, he thinks it's just riders trying to cause friction where none exists. And that's I think that's a pretty common and popular belief inside that locker room. If you ask the guys in the locker room, they don't see any issue between Rodgers and LaFleur, first of all. And that by definition, I mean, that's a sign of buying in, right? So, yeah, I mean, I do think that this has gotten off to a good start, but look, bottom line in this league is if you're winning, it's pretty easy to buy in. If you're winning, things are going to go pretty well. Everyone's going to get along. Kumbaya, all that. You start losing in this league, it goes the other way, and it doesn't take that long to do that. So as long as this team keeps winning, they're going to be fine. They're 1-0. They're in a good place now. That's got to continue.
It'll be interesting to see how it does, especially if you face some adversity maybe. This week is when it happens. Ryan, we'll talk all week long. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Appreciate it, dude.
All right, take care.
That's
right,
Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and right here on the Wendy's Big Show, he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
That's right. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.